Welcome to a new podcast episode, and in today's episode I will be sharing 5 tips for you to keep in mind or things to look out for in a man so you don't waste time with the wrong guy and get to your dream relationship a lot faster. Welcome to She is Irresistible, the podcast for ambitious women who want to find love and have a lasting and fulfilling relationship. I'm Miu, your host, and it is my mission to help you unlock the best version of yourself so you become irresistible to quality men. This podcast is filled with deep insights and practical tips to improve your love life today. If you're ready to find out how to attract and keep your perfect match, this podcast is for you. I'm so excited for you to be here and I can't wait to dive in. Do you quickly get hung up on a guy who you don't really know yet, but he seems to tick all your boxes, only to find out later that he isn't quite who you thought he was, and most of all that he's not ready for a committed relationship? Maybe this has happened to you a few times, and you also might be at a point where you think to yourself, God, what is wrong with me? Why does this never work out? Why do the guys that I really like don't like me? They're not ready. And then on the other side, I attract all those weirdos or just even nice guys who I don't feel attracted to. Maybe this will never work out. And you might also have the fear that you might have to settle for a guy who you don't really want to be with, because you might want to have a family and you're biological clock is ticking, and you panic inside, and while you keep telling yourself, hey, you know, I got enough time and I will meet him and everything will be all right. But then when you meet someone and again he seems to tick all the boxes, you very quickly to jump on that guy, I was about to say, but wanting to jump into a relationship. Let's put it this way. And I can tell you that, first of all, you're not alone. There's so many women going through the same struggles. And there's nothing wrong with you. It might be that your man picker is a little bit damaged or broken even, but that's nothing that can't be fixed. What I find that so many are not taking into consideration or are not thinking about is that the dating scene has changed dramatically over the last 10 years. While I don't believe that people had different experiences during dating, when dating apps weren't around, I'm sure they went through the same heartbreaks, the same struggles, the same difficulties. They met the same weirdos. They had the same weird experiences. I mean, just think about Sex and the City. I don't need to say more, right? And I think we can all write our own Sex and the City series, to be honest. So I really don't think that's the reason. But what happens through dating apps is that the experiences are compound, because you meet a lot more men. You are in contact with a lot more men, and therefore the same experience repeats itself a lot more often as to before, when you only had to or could meet men in person, in real life. And I really believe that this has led to women settling for men, because they didn't have a lot more option at their hand, or it didn't look like they had more options at their hand. They didn't trust in it. Similar in the way as many women do today, and as you might not believe in that there's an abundance of men out there who would be a great fit for you, but that you might approach dating from a lack mindset. I believe that many women settled for a man who isn't right for them. And you can see that if you look around and you see, yeah, you see being in relationship, people in relationships around you, do they appear really happy? Do they appear like there's attraction and they feel really connected and there's intimacy? So on one side, we have a lot more options than before. And also our expectations and our desire to be with a certain type of person who meets us at a very specific level is that they're just through the roof, right? And I think this combination can make it look like it's really difficult to find someone. And which brings me to the topic of this episode, which is to go about dating in a clever way and to not step into the same pattern and to see red flags quickly early on and to move on from a guy quicker if you know he isn't the right one, instead of trying to make things work with a guy who hasn't proven yet that he's fully in. This is different to when you have an established relationship and it comes to a point where things seem to fall apart or where things don't go well, you feel like you get more and more distant to your partner, then working on the relationship is a different story compared to having to work hard for a relationship straight from the beginning with a guy who you don't know. That's just plain blank, not a great idea. Never a great idea, because that's where way too much energy goes in it, and that's actually you trying to change him and he might try to change you, you both trying to fit into each other's boxes. And in the long run, this is just think that this is your life partner. You want this to be a man who is truly in alignment with you, who is truly a man who is there for you, who you can grow with. Because I said this before in many episodes, you know, even if you have healed to a certain point, you will still get triggered in relationships, and you want to be with a partner who doesn't disappear only because it gets difficult. And when you in a relationship with a man who you just met and you've been trying hard to make things work from the beginning, you can pretty much bet on that this will be the case for the rest of the relationship, that you will try to make things work and he is not fully engaged in the relationship. So today I want to talk about 5 telltale signs that you should move on from a guy. Number 1. When a man pushes your boundaries a lot, that's not a great sign. And I'm not talking about when a man tries to negotiate a little bit with your boundaries, like when he wants to see you on a Sunday night and you say no because you have to get up early on Monday, and he still wants to come to your place. And he would just say, "No, come on, we can just, you know, we don't have to do anything. We can just have a nice chilled evening. I just want to spend time with you." That's not really pushing your boundaries. That's him trying to be with you. Well, pushing your boundaries would be like not accepting the no. Not accepting the no and really overstepping it and getting angry, getting dismissive, not contacting you after that and just giving you a hard time about it. That would be not respecting your boundary. So even if he negotiates a little bit with your boundary, although we should not negotiate with boundaries because boundaries are an extension of who we are, but there's a difference between these two. But when a guy really pushes your boundaries and doesn't respect your decision and what you tell him, that's a red flag, and I recommend to you don't have to ditch him straight away. You can, you know, you can keep dating him, but you will have to watch out for whether he's in general a person who doesn't respect your boundary or whether this was a one-off. But if he continues doing that, I would definitely suggest you move on from this guy. Number two, a guy who is passive. When a man doesn't take the lead and when you feel like you have to drag him along to do things and to arrange dates and to meet you and to plan activities. I mean, if you've been listening to my podcast and if you are following me on Instagram, then you know that's you and your masculine energy. Then the first step for you is to really lean back and to give him the space to see, is this guy actually stepping up or is this who he is? Because there's always two components that come into play in these situations. One time, the one thing is that maybe he is a feminine energy guy, so he will never step up, he will never lead, or he's actually a masculine energy man, but he is so used to you picking up the ball, so to speak, and you keep things rolling and you organizing things, you're not giving him the space to step in and to actually do those things, you're not leaning back enough, then you need to do that first. Then you need to lean back first and see what happens. If he still doesn't do anything, if he's still passive, if you still feel like you have to drag him along. Also, this one is a guy you don't have to ditch straight away. All you need to do is lean back, create the space and see what happens. And if he doesn't step up, if he doesn't lead then you know he's not the right guy. He's either not interested or he's a feminine energy man. And this is a sign that he's not the guy for you. So don't think that you can change him later. Don't think that he will change by himself later. He won't. If he's not showing up like this now, then this is how he will be. This is a very big mistake. So many women do. I used to do this myself, you know, when we really like someone and when our feelings are really with a man, then we always think, oh, as long as there are feelings and love, we can work things out. We can make this work. But no, you're not helping him, you're not helping yourself. And in the long run, this will be the downfall of the relationship, or be at least a huge part of the downfall of the relationship. Number three, wait with having sex with him. Get to know him. This is not about being easy when you sleep too early with him. This is not about you not being empowered as a woman. This is not about that you cannot sleep with anyone you want to. You can do all that. But this is about being intentional and to keep you sane. Because truth be told, when we as women sleep with a guy who we really like, our emotions can make us crazy, our feelings, and it speeds up getting hung up on a man so much quicker. You don't want to sleep with the guy until you feel safe with him, until he has shown you that he's leading, that he shows up, that he wants to see you if you don't sleep with him. And this is not a test. This is about you taking your energy or keeping your energy with you. This is about being intelligent and wise and high value. High value in a sense that you value yourself, that you know yourself, and that you know if you sleep with a man you find really cute and you feel attracted to, that this will make you clingy. Which is natural for us. I mean, I really have to meet one woman who sleeps with the guy she likes and has feelings for and then doesn't want to spend like all the time with him constantly. So there's nothing wrong with you. It's just about being wise how you go about it. Give yourself time. Get to know him. Observe him.
I mean, there is not many things worse than sleeping with a guy and then realizing or thinking, oh gosh, why did I do that? He's so not who I thought he was. I wish I would have never slept with him. And, you know, you can find that out before you sleep with him. rather than sleeping with him and then realizing, oh my God, he's not the one I thought he would be. And you just do this by giving yourself time to get to know him until you really get a feeling for who this man is and until you feel safe with him. Number four is to date available men. Don't date men who are still entangled with other women, who are in relationships, who are married. And also, I don't recommend necessarily to get too involved with a man who just came out of a long-term relationship or who just got divorced, simply because they take a lot longer to be ready again to commit to a woman. Because for them, when a relationship doesn't work out, they initially had themselves fully committed to, that is really very difficult for a man to digest. And the risk is high that you end up as being the rebound girl. You don't want to be that. Doesn't mean that it cannot work out at all, but you want to take this very slow and really pay attention to not getting emotionally involved and hung up on him too quickly. Number five is that I recommend for you to not date a man with poor boundaries. For example, if he puts you above everything else, above his work, his friends, his family, and he forgets everything and only has eyes for you, and that's actually a red flag. It shows that he doesn't have boundaries for himself and that he's not clear in his purpose and his vision and where he wants to go. So you want a man who prioritizes his work. Obviously, he still needs to want to see you, and you will want a man who can have his work and who can be focused on his work, even though if he could, he would spend all his time with you. But this type of man doesn't lose his focus. He knows what's important, and there's also a part in him that really wants to stay focused because he knows he's building or he's working towards his bigger purpose in life for the woman and the family he wants to have at some point. These men, or these type of men who have poor boundaries, also often lack in consistency when it comes to saying one thing and doing another. So actions and words don't align. This often shows up in the same man. So lack of boundaries together with not following through with actions. This is it for today. We are already at the end of this episode. Thank you for listening to She's Irresistible. Don't forget to subscribe to be notified for the next episode. If you need help with your love life, you can find me on my website, elmio.com, and my social media channels. You can find all the links in the description box of this podcast. Until then, I'll see you next week. Bye.